fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Wednesday, the 26th day of September. Prepper tip of the day, I want to encourage everybody to maintain a reserve of cash at home. I would say at least enough to take care of 1 month's expenses. It could be tens and twenties, maybe a few hundreds and fifties thrown in there. A couple $100 worth of $1 coins would be a good idea in case there was a currency recoil. They're not going to recoil coins. That's not going to happen. So that's your prepper tip of the day. We have patient waiting in the green room, my friend Jeff Nyquist. Jeff is a gentleman who began a quest many years ago to become quite knowledgeable of the true nature of the threat posed by international communism to the United States, the West, our way of life. His website is jrnyquist.com. It's linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
Well, I believe, and I want some feedback from you, I believe that behind the scenes concerning the Brett Kavanaugh nomination, there are people that are, if not outright communists, are serving the needs and mission statement of the communists by opposing this good patriotic young man to become our next Supreme Court justice. What do you think, sir?
You know, I was just thinking that this morning when I got up. I was thinking about that Kavanaugh, and I was thinking, you know, anything that's contrived, anything that has a false ring to it, you know that it's been invented by the communists when it's coming after somebody who's conservative, who's anti-communist by nature, pro-American. And, you know, when you see the ideological bent some of these accusers, you just realize, and then when they claim they're not ideological, they claim that they're not political, it's just not true. It's just a fabrication. The beginning of the lie, you know, and one lie leads to another, and maybe they don't even believe that they're political. Maybe they think that the revolution is so sacred, it's a religion, and it's more like a religion, you know, it's religious, like we've said before, that communism is a religion. It's their faith, you know. think Whitaker Chambers said it was the first faith, you know, the faith of those people that ate the apple in the Garden of Eden.
Well, Dr. Ford, you're right, Jeff. This woman, accuser Dr. Ford, has been photographed in a public demonstration holding up a sign printed by a print shop, by the way, that says, "Not my president." So that makes it pretty clear to me, and I think to most thinking individuals, that this woman does have a political agenda. And I obviously you agree with that, yes. My belief is that when these hearings happen tomorrow, that there will be an attempt to keep decorum, to maintain civility. If they do allow members of the public in there, it will turn into a circus, just like it was a couple of weeks ago, where people who are pretending to be docile, well-behaved citizens that want to observe and be witnesses to this are actually there to cause havoc if they do allow the general public in again like they did 2 weeks ago. And I'm sure that I don't know what the protocols are going to be for having the hearing room open to the general public. I think it's a mistake. They need to do something to either cut down the numbers or have the room laid out in such a way that the security people can rapidly move in and remove disruptors, which previously they couldn't. The chairs were so close together that security personnel had to gently wade through the knees and elbows and shoulders of people sitting too close together to remove and extract the protesters. I would take out every other row of the seating is what I would do, so that the security personnel could rapidly move in, handcuff and remove the protesters and get them out of the room so that the hearing can move on and move forward. I believe that the Republicans, Jeff, in choosing this female prosecutor, have done exactly what needed to be done. Bring in a professional who's used to dealing with these things, sex-related crimes, professionally, and take the burden off of these senators who are not professionals, aren't trained to do these kinds of interrogations. I believe that we will get the outcome we're looking for. There will be a vote Friday, and Brett Kavanaugh will become our next U.S. Supreme Court Justice. What do you think, sir?
I think so. That sounds probable. Of course, you never know. When you make something into a circus, you can end up having more clowns than you expected at the beginning.
And exactly.
You don't know what it's going to turn out to be.
No, we don't. We don't. So I doubt many of the even Democratic senators want to go through a charade and a circus. I can't read their minds. Maybe they do. Maybe they do want disruption. Maybe they do want the hostility and the circus that it was 2 weeks ago. And if they do, shame on them to turn what should be a dignified hearing for a very important position, turning it into an absolute charade and circus. Are you taking a bath there, Jeff?
No, sorry. I just got a glass of water out of the water cooler.
Oh, okay. That's okay.
My throat was dry. Sorry about that if you heard that.
That's okay. We've got a question or comment from Mr. Nyquist. Give us a call at 800-313-9443. Jeff, how's your new article coming on along here that you're going to be posting on your website soon?
I'm working on the second version of it, but it came along nicely. But you know, with writing, sometimes when you read it after you think you finished it, you go, "Oh no, it's not done yet." So, but I'm close. I'm very close. But there's two that are posted on my website that weren't there last week that I linked from Epic Times. People should go there and they should read there. I have a page at Epic Times now.
Those last time I looked, those weren't posted. Well, here's the two articles. A Short History of Communist Subversion in America, Article Number 1. Article Number 2, John Brennan, American Hero or Communist Traitor. We should, I would amend that to put communist slash Muslim traitor. How a Muslim can also be a communist is beyond me, because Muslims are not atheists and communists are by definition. Hussein Obama, of course, meets that criteria of being both a communist and a Muslim. It's a very strange mindset to have these dissimilar thought patterns exist in the same brain at the same time, isn't it, Jeff?
Well, yeah. Well, of course, you know, look at the Pope.
Well, he's a Jesuit, and the Jesuits were kicked out of the Catholic Church twice or three times for very good reasons. They aren't Christians. But we have a Jesuit Pope, and I know St. Louis, Missouri is heavily Catholic, and I have many, many Catholic friends, and God bless them. They're such the greatest people. But their church has been taken over by a Jesuit, and he is not who he pretends to be, is he?
No, well, it's just like in Islam. The communists, you know, infiltrate religion, and they destroy one religion after another, or one denomination after another. And with Islam, you know, liberation theology in the Catholic Church, what you've got going on in Islam, ever since the Muslim Brotherhood aligned itself with the communists more than half a century ago, you've got the same thing going on in Islam. The communists want to use that as a weapon. So it's not really that strange, a communist pretending to be a Muslim or a communist pretending to be a Protestant or a Catholic. At the bottom, there's a common explanation for all of those things.
And the common explanation is?
They don't really believe in God. They're communists. They're just using religion.
Right.
They're distorting it,
right.
And they're using
right.
it as a weapon,
right.
you know, to destroy it.
There we go. There we go. Absolutely. Well, he's keeping in mind what's going on behind the scenes really helps make sense of things that make no sense otherwise. Right, Jeff?
Yeah, there is. If you look at it long enough and you realize who's behind it, then you start to go, aha, okay, now I get it, you know.
Go ahead.
They have these common ways of operating. And it's not just the Protestants and the Catholics that they pretend to be a Catholic or a Protestant. You know, how else can you get Catholics to believe in abortion, right? You get a bunch of communists to join the Catholic Church, and there you have it.
Yeah, I was 2 weeks ago, a woman running for state rep in my area. Democrat, and I gave her a platform because it was, you know, I do believe in freedom of speech. And she told me privately, she says, John, I believe that conception begins at birth. And I knew immediately that her candidacy was going nowhere in my zip code because of the heartfelt beliefs of the people in my neighborhood that a unborn baby is just that. It's an unborn baby. It's not a mass of living of tissue that is not a human being.
Mm-hmm.
I wished her well, and I told her that even though she may have heartfelt beliefs that conform with many of my neighbors, that she can't separate herself from the National Party, which is against everything that my neighbors are in favor of. And she felt that she could, and I told her, no, you can't. I said, you can't. That's a fantasy. And we've got this important election coming up here in just very few weeks, the first Tuesday of November. Midterm elections typically have a low turnout, and this time we're hoping to get a high turnout of patriotic Americans with conservative values. Right, Jeff?
Yes, absolutely.
That needs to happen.
Yes.
That really needs to happen.
It does.
I met a 25-year-old young man a couple of weeks ago. He understands things in a more precise and more detailed manner than most people twice his age. But later in our conversation, I found he wasn't even registered to vote. And I was encouraging him to register to vote. Looks like we got a caller on hold here. We got Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Yes, good morning, John. Good morning, Jeff. You know, about the hearings you were talking about, John, and the potential for disruption by spectators or the audience. You know, there's when a gallery for an audience is provided for something like that, whether it's in a courtroom or a Senate hearing or something like that, there's sort of an assumption of respect and dignity on the part of the audience. I mean, the word audience means hearers. The word spectators means watchers. It doesn't mean people who cry out and disrupt. Now, I would think any expectation of public, availability or access to see and hear these proceedings could easily be met by providing another auditorium with closed circuit television. You know, they could pipe it out to C-SPAN if they wanted everybody to see it.
Great idea.
But, the idea of people necessarily having to have physical access to the self-same room so that they can make trouble doesn't make sense to me. If they hook up a nice 60-inch, flat-screen TV or a projection in another room with closed circuit should be more than adequate and prevent problems.
Well, of course, a lot of what goes on in the U.S. Congress is based on historical precedents, and there's a lot of tradition there, and it takes changing anything in terms of protocol and procedure and so forth is not going to be easy. So this is a building that began. The building itself began construction in 1793, a building where Andy Jackson and Davy Crockett walked those hallways. And it's hard to change traditions, but I agree with you, Glenn. If they would do that procedure you just described, that would eliminate the problem, but I doubt that it's going to happen.
Yeah, me too. But how many movies do we have to see where somebody shoots up a courtroom or something like that before, even though there's security and everything, it's just time and again, and besides, these people don't deserve to be there if they're going to make a mockery, of very important proceedings. So, all right, guys, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. You know, the presumption of decorum and proper conduct may have been in place when they had these hearings the first time a couple of weeks ago, but there's no expectation of that anymore, is there, Jeff?
No, people behave badly, and they claim they're doing it for moral reasons. That's the new morality, which is from the left.
Right, right, right. And they have some implied duty to make these protests as if that's going to change anything. All they're doing is making complete fools of themselves is all they're doing. We've got another caller here. We've got John in Arlington, Texas. Good morning, John.
Hello. If I might digress a bit, you were talking last week about George Marshall. Have you ever read a book called by Mark Emerson Willie called The Pearl Harbor, The Mother of All Conspiracies, or have you ever heard of it?
No,
I haven't myself. Jeff, have you heard about it?
No, I haven't heard that one.
Okay.
It's not in print anymore. It was published in 2001. I had some email correspondence with the author, which I have since, I don't know where it is now. Wish I kept it. Interesting stuff. But had you ever looked into Chester Nimitz, or what is your opinion of Dwight Eisenhower and Chester Nimitz?
Well, that's two questions, but Nimitz seemed to be a good commander, I have some. I've been doing research on Eisenhower and what he was doing during the war, and I'm rather disappointed. He wasn't...
Hold that thought, Jeff. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Attention RBN listeners. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Front Sight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over Front Sight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like...
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on the frosty morning. Look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, in Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away down south.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 26th of September, visiting with Jeff Nyquist. His website's linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jeff, you were going into some explanation there before the break.
Yes, about Eisenhower, I think it's important to realize how Eisenhower came to be a general. George Marshall had an obsession with invading... a cross-channel invasion in 1942, and the British were dead set against this because they believed it would cause both the U.S. Army and the British Army to be wiped out if they tried it, because the Germans were much stronger in France in 1942. The Allies did not have total control of the air as they had later, and they didn't have sufficient landing craft to bring enough of the equipment, the heavy artillery and tanks they needed. So, but Marshall really wanted it, and he pushed very hard. He argued with Churchill, and Churchill's main nemesis over strategy in the war was George Marshall. And how Eisenhower came to Marshall's attention was that he was picked to make the plan to invade France in 1942 as a colonel. Eisenhower did this plan, and Marshall then made him a general and sent him to Europe. So Eisenhower was the creature of George Marshall, and of course George Marshall was the creature of Harry Hopkins. And Harry Hopkins has been, some scholars, I think it was Edward Marks, believed that he had proof that Harry Hopkins was Soviet agent number 19. And there's a lot of evidence against Harry Hopkins that Hopkins was, if he wasn't a Soviet agent, he was very pro-Soviet. And many of the things that Eisenhower did during the war helped the Russians get to Berlin, take the heart of Europe before our forces were able to get there. He made it so we couldn't really cross the Rhine. This is in General Bernard Montgomery's memoirs. Eisenhower, I believe, did this intentionally under instructions from Marshall and exposed our forces to the Battle of the Bulge. And he fought the Battle of the Bulge in a way that also helped the Soviets and caused higher American casualties. Whether he did that on purpose or under instructions from Marshall or what the circumstances, in my research, it's unclear. But Eisenhower was not entirely his own man.
Okay.
What about Nimitz?
I haven't found anything about Nimitz that suggests there's any problem with him.
Okay. John, we do appreciate the call. We need to move on to our next caller. Our next caller goes by the name White Rose in Colorado. Good morning, White Rose.
Good morning, gentlemen. I hope you don't take this the wrong way, but I have to correct you on something. Obama, is not a Muslim. He might want everybody to think he's a Muslim, but he's actually a Babylonian Talmud Pharisee Templar, otherwise known as Jewish, because from their own teachings, if your mother's Jewish, you're Jewish, and there's nothing you can do to change that for the rest of your life. So Obama is Jewish, always will be Jewish, and there's nothing else to say about that.
Okay. Well, we appreciate your input there, White Rose. Any follow-up on that, Jeff, before we move on?
I didn't know that Obama's mother was Jewish. I thought his Obama's white relatives were Protestant.
Right. Well, I've never seen any documentation on that myself. I know that he spent his childhood and adolescence learning everything there is to learn about becoming a Muslim, and publicly proclaims multiple times his Muslim beliefs and so forth. I'm not sure what role all that plays in the greater scheme of things. The way he treated Israel, that's not the way a Jewish person would treat Israel. The way he treated the Muslim leaders in Saudi Arabia is exactly the way a Muslim would treat the leaders in Saudi Arabia, being very deferential and bowing to them. So I believe the public record of him being a devout Muslim is the accurate and correct one. Okay, Jeff, we got a break coming up here in about 2 minutes. What direction do you want to go next, sir?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. I guess we haven't talked enough. We haven't had enough about Kavanaugh, I guess, because that's really what's on everybody's mind.
Well, it's at the edge of some of my expertise, which is criminal investigations, which I've been doing since 1973, and I've investigated a number of sex-related crimes. For any crime, anytime, anywhere, the victim has to be able to tell you when the event happened, the crime. The victim has to tell you where the crime took place. And if there's witnesses named by the victim, which there are in this case, the witnesses need to be able to repeat with veracity what happened and where it happened. None of those things are present in this case. The victim can't tell you where it happened. The victim can't tell you when it happened. The witnesses she's named are denying any knowledge of the alleged crime. So it looks like a big zero to me, Jeff.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking that. How is it? Let me ask you this. It's not even possible for police to investigate such a thing, is it?
No. No, people keep talking about the FBI. The FBI is not some magic entity that can draw evidence out of thin air. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our Energy Cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner, $70 off retail, and a mattress pad, 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the Energy Cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get Energy Cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 26th of September. I'm getting more inquiries from people that would like to be my neighbor. If you would like to be my neighbor, just contact me. There's a couple of parcels of real estate for sale in my neighborhood, in my zip code. I'd be glad to introduce you to the owners, and you can check it out, see if it's something you like. It'd be great to have you in our neighborhood. We have a local preparedness group that has monthly training, first aid, CPR, carbine class, land navigation, and so forth, identification of wild herbs and edibles, and lots of fun. Movie night every Friday for our social events. It's a great neighborhood to be part of. Also, on our website, of course, you'll find energy cleaners for sale. Only $285, shipping included. If you have arthritis pain, get yourself an energy cleaner. Back pain, joint pain, get yourself an energy cleaner. Only $285, shipping included to American zip codes. Yeah, it's going to cost more to ship it to Australia, the other side of the planet, but hey, it's worth it. The mattress pads that go with it, well, they're comfortable. They're well-made, factory-fitted mattress pads. Check everything out at my website, keeping in mind the following. I offer for me to you personally a 90-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. At my website, you can place your order using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can send me a check or money order. My address is at my website. And I have a toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist, his website is jrnyquist.com. I encourage you to read Jeff's books. There are great books, great articles at his website, a couple of new ones just posted. And Jeff, we got a caller on hold here. We got Joe in Indiana. Good morning, Joe.
Hi, good morning, John, and good morning, Jeff.
Go ahead, Joe.
Oh, yes, I wasn't sure if I was on or not, sorry. Just briefly for Jeff, you were talking about Catholic infiltration of the church. It's among traditional Catholic circles, it's pretty common knowledge that the church had been infiltrated quite extensively, and mostly under the reign of Stalin and communist Russia. And there's a really interesting book you may want to read, if not already. And the book is, in large caps, it's AA-1025. It's the memoirs of an anti-apostle, and it's by Marie Carrie, C-A-R-R-E. She was a French Catholic nurse, and she attended to an auto crash person in France, and the person apparently died. And then there was a briefcase that he had left behind. And after a period of time, she opened up that briefcase and read it through, and it was this person's pretty much bio diary and biographical information regarding his entry into the priesthood. He was assigned as an agent to go into the priesthood and infiltrate the Catholic Church and start bringing people away from the faith. And, you know, it's kind of in some circles, or some of the assessments are the AA 1025 is basically his number. So you can imagine how many numbers have been infiltrated. And if you do follow the history from the time of the Bolshevik Revolution, there have been major, major changes in the church. Even that Council of Vatican II, which took place in the 60s, really moved away from a lot of the traditions of the faith and introduced modernism and all the things that the communists propose. But I just wanted to bring your attention to that book. It's an excellent read.
It'll probably open your eyes. Yeah, I made a note of it, Joe. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. That was my only comment.
Yeah. The communists are very insidious, infiltrating not only the Catholic Church, but infiltrating Islam, infiltrating anything that they feel can further their cause. Right, Jeff?
Yes, that's right. And there's also Bella Dodd's book. I am aware of the book that he's talking about, and Bella Dodd talks about, I think, if my memory serves, over 1,000 communists that she knew had been put into the Catholic Church as either into seminaries or to become priests or lay, important lay people in the church.
Well, it's insidious. It's real. This is not a theory. These are what we're talking about is based on evidence, not theory. Right, Jeff?
Right. It's a testimony, like in the case of Bella Dodd. This is the testimony of a lady who was a leading communist at one time, who was involved in organizing the infiltration of the schools, especially the schools and also the church. And she changed sides. She rediscovered her Catholic faith, and she tried to make public her knowledge. And she's not the only one. There's quite a few people who've come forward over the years, especially back in those days. But it hasn't. It's never stopped. It's not changed.
Right. Exactly. Well, people need to be aware of this. They need to educate themselves and understand the true nature of this threat, which their goal, the communist goal, is complete control of the entire planet. Economically, socially, politically, militarily. That is their goal, and they fully intend to achieve it, don't they, Jeff?
Yeah, the human race, they want to reshape the human race. They want to be God.
Well, in their opinion, they will be gods. And
yes.
There's plenty of willing participants that, for personal reasons, they become part of this. They they're called useful dupes by the communists themselves, aren't they?
Yeah, useful idiots is one of the ways to put it, yeah.
Useful dupes. Well, that's what they are. And it's a shame, but human nature hasn't changed. That's one of the things I love about the Bible is the Bible is not driven by technology. Much of the Bible is basically a study in human nature, which has not changed in over 3,000 years and never will change, will it, Jeff?
No, human nature is pretty fixed.
That's right. So we may have more technology in our hip pocket than NASA had to send a man to the moon, allegedly, in the form of these smartphones. But my reality is that human nature hasn't changed. Well, Jeff, we talk every week about these matters, encouraging people to educate themselves. Some do, some don't. Some think, well, this is really great. Others think, what's the point? The point is, this is affecting our daily lives behind the scenes, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it affects your children in school. It affects your church and what is coming out of the pulpit sometimes. I talked to an evangelical person, talking about how major evangelical ministers, some of them are being influenced by Marxists. And it's scary how far this thing goes. It's already in the colleges, of course. It's in the grade schools. You just can't believe where it is. And of course, it's in Washington. It's in the government. It's in the practice of the law. And you see here, with the way we've got this feminism, and these accusations against a man, that he somehow. I don't know. They're trying to say that Kavanaugh is not right to be a judge because some woman has decided that he committed a crime 40 years ago that nobody bothered to mention, in all this time.
Exactly. Well, the goals, the objectives, the mission statement of communists has never changed. Their tactics change. They reinvent themselves to make them appear to be more appealing to the general public. I see this with the Democratic Party. They no longer call themselves liberals. They call themselves progressives. That's a repackaging, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And about every decade, they have a facelift where they add something or they change something. But yeah, it seems like every decade something is added.
Attitude taken away, modified, changed. But they've been doing this since the 1920s, haven't they?
Yes, they have. And the sophistication is what's alarming also, because a lot of thought, the Soviet Academy of Sciences and now the Russian Academy, it's a huge think tank, the biggest think tank in the world, all devoted to figuring out strategies for subverting us, using every science, using social science, physical sciences, everything, to everything they can to weaken us, to strengthen their cause. And hard to imagine, but it's real.
It is. It is absolutely real, and to think otherwise is foolish. A point that we have made for quite a while is the complete sham that the alleged collapse of communism that took place in 1989-1990 was a contrived, controlled, pre-planned event to make it appear that communists had collapsed as a consequence of President Reagan's policies. That's a complete fantasy, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. In fact, the whole idea was thought up in the 1950s and is based on an earlier version of the same idea that was thought up in the 1920s. In fact, it was under Lenin that the first version of the first perestroika took place, in which they tried to get everybody to believe that, well, the Bolsheviks don't believe in communism anymore. Communism has collapsed in Russia. They're really just monarchists are in control in the Kremlin. And that's what they sold to everybody in the 20s. And it allowed, that's how the Soviet Union got diplomatic recognition from countries like Britain and France and Japan by playing this game. But they just upped their game. They spent a lot of time thinking it through in the 50s. They officially adopted the strategy in 1960, and they started working on it. They reorganized the KGB to do it, and then they created false anti-communist movements or dissident movements in Eastern Europe to help them do it. And then they began to organize the eventual collapse or supposed collapse of their own system so that we would be deceived. And guess what? It worked.
It did.
The Russians are now have the most powerful military in the world, and we've fallen behind because it worked.
Right. Well, the goal was to get the West to disarm, and for all intents and purposes, that's happened. I was reading papers 10, 12 years ago about the changes in the U.S. military that were basically making us unable to engage in combat against Russia or China, which is where we are now. I remember President Clinton ordering M60 tanks, which is not state of the art on one hand, but an M60 battle tank is still, even today, a fearsome weapon on the battlefield. Taking them and pushing them into the ocean to make artificial reefs, for example. President Clinton ordering the launch codes for the nuclear missiles taken away from the submarine commanders. President Clinton shutting down Strategic Air Command from being on 24/7 alert. President Clinton selling excellent M14 battle, or giving them away, M14 battle rifles to Latvia. Many of these overt things that were taking place, including, we must not forget, incorporating females into the Corps. True warriors are not going to be part of a military where they're going to have females in charge. They aren't, because they instinctively know and that women, God bless them, we need women, but women make decisions based primarily on emotion and not logic, which on the battlefield is something as a prescription for absolute disaster, isn't it, Jeff?
Yes, it is.
And military academy can't change basic biology. Females make decisions based on emotion. Males make decisions based on logic, and decisions made in the battlefield based on emotion will get you killed. So there's a lot of President Trump has a lot of work to do to put the women back where they should be in the medical corps, where their talents and skills can be made the best use of. Removing females from all the military academies, that's going to be a challenge. It needs to happen. Getting them out of combat roles, which needs to happen, so that our military can do what they're supposed to do, which is defend the country. Treating mentally ill people, a man who believes he's a woman is mentally ill, and there's no way around that, Jeff, is there?
No, just the same way as a man believes a toaster is a giraffe would be mentally ill.
Exactly. But that's what we've been doing now for years, even before Hussein Obama was president, is giving mentally ill people a place at the table in the U.S. military. That's not right. It needs to change. And I think after President Trump is elected a second time, that we're going to see dramatic changes in all the things I'm talking about. What do you think, Jeff?
Yeah, I'm hoping we can get over this political correctness. I don't know. Did you see the president's speech yesterday before the UN?
I did not. A commentator said it's the best speech of his career. I need to listen to it in total. Maybe play parts of it here on my show next week would be a smart thing to do. Did you hear the whole speech?
Yes, I did. It was fantastic.
Okay, well, I'm looking for it. I may have some time this afternoon to watch his speech. And, yes, do you think it would be good to play some of it or all of it here on my radio show?
Some of the clips, yeah. It's not terribly long, but I'll tell you what it is. It's what I've wanted to hear from an American president for many years, is to explain why nationalism, you know, enlightened nationalism, is a good thing, and how nationalism has lifted the human race. And I was so impressed and so proud to hear that speech, because it's an affirmation of America. And he was talking in the United Nations to all the other countries' leaders or representatives and saying, look, you are all nations too, and you can be proud. We're all different, and that's important, and God made us this way. It was a fantastic speech.
Well, I'm looking forward to listening to it and hearing what the president had to say yesterday. I just shudder to think where we would be now in September 2018 if Hillary had been elected. It would have been an absolute disaster, wouldn't it?
It's God's hand on America. I mean,
God's giving us another chance in the form of President Trump. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included, to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it. I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back, J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 26th of September. Well, Jeff, it was a fast hour. We went all over the map, literally. A lot of different topics. What thoughts do you want to leave our listeners with today, sir?
Well, I guess a lot of people are going to be listening to the Kavanaugh hearing, and they're going to, what they're going to see, it's important for us to think about what we're seeing and why we're seeing it and what we can do or say to our neighbors to clarify what it really means. Because we're in a war, and of course, they don't want us to follow the Constitution. And the big issue that the communists and the left have with Mr. Kavanaugh is that he's going to follow it. They want to break the Constitution down, and they need judges who will help them do that. And that's what this is really all about.
Well, this is critical. It is not optional. It's critical that we understand what's going on here. And it's critical that we get out and vote in November. This may be the most important election in quite a while. Right, Jeff?
Absolutely. You know, the president said before a group of Christian leaders a couple weeks ago, he said that this is not only a referendum on me. You know, they're not just going to go after me. If they win this election, they're going to go after you, too. And that's what it comes down to. The communists are going to, ultimately, their goal is to eliminate all of those of us that will not be able to fit within the communist system.
That is their stated goal. That is their stated goal, and they fully intend to implement it, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. That's the goal. And people who believe in God don't fit in the communist system.
Nope, they don't. They won't. They'll be toast. That's exactly what will happen. Well, Jeff, thank you, sir. I don't want to be cut off by the music. Appreciate you being with us. Look forward to having you back next Wednesday, sir.
Hey, thank you, John.
Okay. Let's see. Tomorrow's Thursday. We'll have Tom Bearhill with us. We'll talk for 24 minutes about the energy cleaner. We'll have some open lines tomorrow. The hearings will be starting about the time my show starts, probably about 9 a.m. Eastern time, 8 a.m. Central. It's going to be a lot of people watching these hearings tomorrow, a lot. It'll be get a lot of attention. Friday, Tom Berry will be back with us. We'll talk about emergency survival communications, first hour. Second hour, we'll be talking about health-related matters with my personal physician, Dr. Leonard Wilbert. Some people have been asking me what's happened to Dr. Myers. Well, he's had some changes in his life and his career. He's moving to Cleveland next week or so. And he's still a great guy with a lot of great knowledge and still my friend. Okay. I'm going to listen to President Trump's UN speech here sometime today. And we may play some clips from it next week. I'll work with my engineer on that. Maybe even sooner. We'll see. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils now while you can. Your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your gun. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsite.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.